Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
For joining us, our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we will chat with Dr. Greg Hammer, friend of the program, at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Hammer has been on several times, actually. We're going to talk about his book, Gain Without Pain, The Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals. Dr. Hammer is a professor at Stanford University School of Medicine. He is a physician, an author, and he's also a mindfulness expert. We'll have Dr. Hammer on at the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk to you, hopefully. Get your calls at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com. You'll find all your favorite Youngevity products up at brightsideben.com. Also on my blog, pharmacistben.com. Thank you, Robert Lundgren, for setting that up. And by the way, that's looking pretty cool. If you haven't checked out pharmacistben.com, you want to take a look at it because we've updated it. There's some great stuff on there, pharmacistben.com. You can also go to criticalhealthnews.com, where you got videos and news stories and blog posts. Just did a Zoom call with my friend Rebecca Kozak this afternoon, and we do them once a month, by the way, benandbeccazoom.com. It'll be posted at criticalhealthnews.com. We talked about the digestive system and SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. I'm going to have something to say about that here in a little bit. All our Ben and Becca talks are up at criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up at criticalhealthnews.com, as well as brightsideben.com and pharmacistben.com. And, of course, there's a Join the Team link on all the websites if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, and help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. It's a great way to get your feet wet if you want to be part of the business, the nutritional supplement business, or if you're just an entrepreneur and you want to make a little bit of money, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470 for more information. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you have questions about the longevity products, or if you just want to purchase the longevity products, 866-735-2470, or go to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right. Greg Hammer, Dr. Greg Hammer, is with us at the bottom of the hour. His book, Gain Without Pain, The Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals. We're going to talk about mindfulness and the importance of gratitude for your health and well-being with Dr. Greg Hammer from Stanford University, and then get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. So, we have been talking a lot about the skin, my favorite organ. I've been working with the skin for 41 years. I can't even believe I'm saying that. Since 1982, when I started working for the Blistex Corporation at the University of Colorado, and I've been studying it hardcore since. I just heard a guy on a YouTube video, I forgot his name, but he was talking about, he called it the 100-hour rule. He said, if you study something for 18 minutes a day, at the end of the year, you're going to have more information about that subject, about that discipline, whatever you studied, than 95% of anybody in the world. And I thought to myself, well, I've been studying the skin for 42 years, not for 1 year, and I've been studying a lot more than 18 minutes a day. So, bottom line is, I know a heck of a lot about the skin, how it's put together, and skin diseases and what you can do about it. And I love talking about it. And the skin, it's not just my favorite organ. It seems to be collectively our favorite organ. We spend more money on the skin than we do on any other part of the body, despite the fact that skin diseases aren't deadly diseases. But we all want to look good. And, of course, everybody looks at our skin. Nobody looks at our heart. Nobody looks at our liver. They all look at our skin. We all want to look good. We care about how we look to others. And so a lot of attention is paid to this organ. But at the same time, it's very hard to understand because it's so misleading. You look at the skin and it just doesn't look like much. You know, I sometimes wonder what people think of when they see the skin. If they're you know, in the skin business, it's one thing. But just the average person, what do you think of when you see the skin? It certainly doesn't look like an organ. And that accounts for a lot of misunderstandings, a lot of non-understandings, a lot of wasted money, a lot of frustration when it comes to taking care of the skin. So we've been talking about a lot about how the skin works, and we've been talking about skin pathologies, a couple of them, eczema and dry skin, and we're talking about polysaccharides, those amazing long chains of sugar that are so phenomenally therapeutic and at the same time non-toxic and low cost. We talked about dry skin. We talked about eczematic skin. I want to talk today about a little bit about another skin disease that's much more serious than just dry skin or aging skin or eczematic skin, and that is psoriasis, the heartbreak of psoriasis. That used to be a commercial where they talked about the heartbreak of psoriasis, and for good reason, because psoriasis is much more serious. In fact, next to skin cancer, I don't want to say that. There's some serious skin diseases. Scratch that. But psoriasis is pretty serious because it's an inflammatory condition that is associated with a lot of what are called comorbidities. A comorbidity is another disease state that's associated with the disease state that you're focusing on. So psoriasis has a lot of other pathologies that are associated with it, other comorbidities, and some of them are pretty serious. Psoriasis is associated with bowel disease, irritable bowel disease, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, ulcerative colitis. It's associated with metabolic syndrome, which is a blood sugar issue. It's associated with fatty liver disease. It's associated with COPD. It's associated with neurological problems like Parkinson's disease. It's associated with cancer, arthritis, osteoporosis. It's associated with a condition called uveitis, which is an inflammatory condition of the eye. People who have psoriasis can predict shorter longevity than people who don't have psoriasis. So this is a serious condition. This is nothing to be trifled with. It's much more serious than the health challenges, the skin health challenges that we've been talking about so far. And it's one of the most serious of the skin diseases. And the reason that is so is because psoriasis is an autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease, if you ask the mainstream representatives of the medical model, they'll say, well, we don't know what causes autoimmune disease. Or they'll say, oh, it's the body attacking itself. The immune system going haywire. It just goes crazy and attacks itself. And both of those ideas, number one, that we don't know what causes it, or that it's unknown, it's a mystery, and that it's the body attacking itself for no good reason, are false. They're wrong. They're misleading. And they lead to a lot of frustration. When people have an autoimmune disease and they hear, well, we don't know what causes it. It's just the body going haywire. It just doesn't know what it's doing because that stupid old body, it doesn't know what it does. It's not, you know, doesn't know what it's doing, that crazy body of ours. That's ridiculous. The body knows good and well what it's doing, and there's no accidents that happen in the metabolic system, in biochemistry. Everything has a cause. And likewise, autoimmune disease have a cause. And you don't want to be frustrated. There's 30 million people who have the autoimmune problems. There's 80 to 100 different autoimmune diseases. Nobody's sure exactly how many. And it not only is it very frustrating, and very serious. The immune system is doing its business on our own cells. Psoriasis is when the immune system is doing its business. It's attacking. It's going immune, not crazy, not in a crazy way, but it's doing its immune business on the skin cells. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll return right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to Dr. Greg Hammer at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk gratitude. His book, Gain Without Pain, the Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals, the importance of gratitude for your health and well-being. Gratitude activates the parasympathetic nervous system, and therein lies the secret to health and wellness. The parasympathetic nervous system. The parasympathetic nervous system is our rest and digest nervous system. It's the nervous system associated with all the good stuff in life. So it should be no coincidence, no accident, that it's associated with gratitude, with feeling good. In fact, gratitude is one of the best ways to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. We obviously have a health crisis in this country. I was just reading these crazy statistics. Something like 40% of Americans have at least one chronic, 60% of Americans have at least one chronic disease, and 40% have two. 40% of Americans have two chronic degenerative diseases. This is craziness, folks. We have a serious health problem. And all these health problems are chronic. They don't get better. They're diseases that don't get better. Ordinarily, the body should regenerate. The healing system should kick in when you get sick. That's homeostasis. The body gets sick, something breaks. The healing process kicks in. It's triggered by breakdown. Breakdown triggers healing. That's what's supposed to happen. That's called regeneration. The diseases we suffer from largely are degenerative. Not regenerative, degenerative in nature. The body doesn't regenerate, it degenerates. It keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And that's what accounts for 80% of our healthcare costs and challenges in this country. Chronic degenerative disease, CDD. Clearly, we got a health problem. And largely, this health problem, all the symptoms and all the manifestations and all the pathologies are associated with an active, overactive, hyperactive, chronically hyperactive, sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight. So in other words, what I'm saying here is dis-ease, i.e. dis-ease, out of ease, is intimately linked to fight or flight. It's intimately linked to fear, the fear response. Anything we can do to deactivate the fear response, to deactivate the fight or flight response, to tell the sympathetic nervous system to stand down, to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest nervous system, the relaxation nervous system is going to be in our health interest, in our longevity interest. And something as simple as activating the parasympathetic nervous system can immediately activate healing. So anything you can do to activate the parasympathetic nervous system is going to be in your health interest. Does that sound woo-woo? Does that sound like Boulder, Colorado hippie talk? I'm sorry if it does, because it's not. It's biology. It's biochemistry. And one of the fastest ways to activate the parasympathetic nervous system is to be grateful. Gratitude. Something as simple as gratefulness, gratitude, activates the rest and digest nervous system, turns down the fight or flight nervous system, and you can demonstrate this for yourself if you have any kind of sympathetic symptoms. One of the classic sympathetic symptoms is insomnia. Insomnia is an epidemic. How many mattress commercials are there out there? How many pillow commercials are there out there? I can't believe how many mattress commercials are. It's crazy. There's all these different mattresses now, and now pillows that you can get, and sleep formulas that you can get. Everybody is suffering from this inability to sleep. It's a national epidemic, insomnia. Well, insomnia is a classic sign of the sympathetic nervous system activation. So, if you want to demonstrate the power of the parasympathetic nervous system, if you have insomnia, the next time you have insomnia, feel grateful. Run down a list of things that you feel grateful for. Run down a list of things that you have gratitude for. And the next thing you know, it's going to be morning, and you will have had a good night's sleep. It's unbelievable what that can do for you. Now, it's not just insomnia gratitude will help with. It'll help lower your blood pressure, too. It'll help strengthen your immune system, too. It'll help reduce inflammation, and in fact, this is why people say grace before meals. Because the parasympathetic nervous system is the rest and digest nervous system and improves the way we process food. If you are grateful for your food before you eat, if you say grace before your meals, if you activate the parasympathetic nervous system before you sit down and eat, you're going to digest your food better. The worst time to eat is when you're in a business meeting or when you're having an argument with somebody or when you're watching the news or when you're in your car. And that's what we all do. Our health challenges, all the health challenges, all the health misery that we suffer from is really inartful use of our bodies. We don't run our bodies correctly. We don't know how to run our bodies correctly because we trust other people to take care of our bodies. Just like the priests in the old days, or even today, will say, don't worry about being a good person. You just do whatever you want to do and just give us 10% of your income or tithe and we'll talk to God for you. You don't even have to talk to God. We'll do it for you. That's what they used to say. Today, that sounds silly, right? Today we don't have that. Today we have doctors and they say, don't worry what you eat. Don't worry how you live your life. Don't worry about the thoughts you think or the feelings you feel. Don't worry about the McDonald's or the junk food or the whatever you're smoking or your lack of exercise, your sedentary lifestyle, because we got a drug for you. We got a surgical procedure for you. We'll take care of everything. Well, how's that working out? Not so well. So if you're dealing with a health challenge, the first thing you want to do is you want to understand the SMEP nature of it. The spiritual, mental, emotional, physical nature. SMEP, the four dimensions of health and wellness. Spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. You got to be firing on all cylinders. It all has to be working. As far as the physical side of it goes, the four-fold square of health. Nutriate, respirate, move, and rest. Just like we got the triangle of disease, you got the four-fold square of health. Nutriate, respirate, move, and rest. We spent a lot of time in this program talking about the nutriate side because I'm fascinated with nutrition, and obviously you guys are too, because you wouldn't be listening to this program, and there's a heck of a lot you could do with nutrition, but you got to be firing on all cylinders, and you got to be activating on the physical level the four-fold square of health. So, talking about psoriasis, serious skin problem, much more serious than the other skin problems we've been talking about, and that's because psoriasis is an autoimmune disease, and autoimmune diseases are very confusing. Because why is the body attacking itself? What is the body doing? In the case of psoriasis, it's the skin cells that are being attacked, the keratinocytes. That's what you call skin cells, keratinocytes. In the case of type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune disease, the body attacks the pancreas. In the case of rheumatoid arthritis, which is a horrible autoimmune disease, I'll tell you a story about that probably tomorrow, rheumatoid arthritis, that the body is attacking the joints. The connective tissue, scleroderma, also the connective tissue. Lupus is an autoimmune disease. There's about 80 different autoimmune diseases. They affect the muscles, they affect the nerves, they affect various parts of the body. Psoriasis affects the skin cells. So the question is, why is the body turning its very substantial and powerful armamentum that is designed to kill enemies on its own cells? Well, obviously, this, you don't have to be a scientist or a doctor, you don't have to go to medical school for 8 years to figure this out. Obviously, if you have an autoimmune disease, the body is perceiving the cells, whatever cells flavor autoimmune disease you have, as the enemy. So then the question is why is it perceiving it as the enemy? Well, it's perceiving it as the enemy because the cell, skin cell or pancreas cell or nerve cell, whatever it is, has been distorted. It's been changed. And we'll talk about that tomorrow when we continue talking about psoriasis. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Dr. Greg Hammer coming up next. We're going to talk about gratitude. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
U.S. USA News update. A suspect is on the run after shooting and killing four people in a town about 30 miles south of Atlanta early on Saturday. Authorities have identified the suspect as Andre Longmore, and they say he's in his mid-50s. Escaped prisoner Michael Burham has been captured following a week-long hunt for the dangerous fugitive in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump on Saturday night was addressing supporters in West Palm Beach, Florida. Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is under fire after suggesting COVID-19 was designed to be ethnically targeted. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is said to be doing well after being rushed to a Tel Aviv area hospital on Saturday, suffering from dehydration. Netanyahu will remain in the hospital as doctors continue doing tests on the 73-year-old. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. Thank you for joining us. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Saturday and Sunday evenings, and 24/7. On the archive page at brightsideben.com, you'll find a search box you can use to review 13 years of archived information at brightsideben.com. All the Youngevity products are up at brightsideben.com as well. And a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, our updated blog. Thank you, Robert, for doing that for us. And then also criticalhealthnews.com with our videos and news stories and interviews and blog posts, which are all up, as well as join the team link that you can click on to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. You can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live human being. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or 866-735-2470. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy, by moi, for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, psoriasis, eczema, acne, just plain old dry skin or aging skin. All our True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicon, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. Every drop counts with a Truth Skin Health product. You can find them all at truthtreatments.com. That's Truth Treatments with an S. truthtreatments.com. truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm super stoked to talk to our guest today. Dr. Greg Hammer is a friend of the program. He's been on before. He's a professor at Stanford University School of Medicine. He is also the author of the book Gain. That's G-A-I-N. We'll talk about that. Gain Without Pain, the Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals, the Importance of Gratitude for Your Health and Well-Being. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Greg Hammer. Dr. Hammer, are you there? Alex, do we have Dr. Hammer? Alex?
Hello.
Oh, there
yes,
he is,
hello.
Dr. Hammer. Thank you.
Yes, I'm here with you, Ben.
Nice to talk to you again, Dr. Hammer. Thank you so much. Gain Without Pain, I love it. The Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals. The first thing, though, when I read it, it's not just for healthcare professionals, right?
No, it is not. It's actually a program really focusing on mindfulness for everybody based on the four pillars of happiness: gratitude, acceptance, intention, and non-judgment. They comprise the acronym GAIN.
I love it. Now, you said the what game? The equanim?
The acronym.
The acronym.
I thought you said acronym.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. That's great. So before you get into that, that word that you just said has been bandied about now for a couple of decades at least, probably longer, but I've been hearing about for 30 years or so. And everybody has a kind of slightly different definition. How are you defining the word mindfulness?
I really like Dr. John Kabat-Zinn's definition. He's one of my heroes. And
he's one of mine, too.
He may be the father of
what we call
mindfulness. And his definition is very simply, mindfulness is awareness of the present moment on purpose, non-judgmentally. So I think it acknowledges that being present, which is difficult for us based on the way our brains are wired, is...
Yeah.
Being happy. Happiness lives in the present moment, which is really the only moment we ever truly experience.
True.
This one.
True.
But,
that's,
you know,
great.
Our brains are wired to be very distracted by the past and future. We overthink it. We have a negativity bias, so we generate a lot of shame and regret and low self-esteem when we focus on the past. And then we generate a lot of fear and anxiety when we overthink the future combined with our negativity bias. So that's why the second part of his definition after awareness of the present moment is on purpose, because we have to have a plan. We have to have a program, as you would acknowledge in your teachings with regard to our health. We have to have a plan.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I call it a strategy. I call it the STAR system: strategy, tools, application, results. You got to start off with a plan, with a strategy, with a program, with a prescription, with a formula, with a recipe, something so you know what you're doing here. But, you know, as I'm listening to you talk, Dr. Hammer, you're sounding kind of like a Buddhist monk.
I think the wisdom of Buddhism has certainly resonated with me. I've been a student of Advaita, or what we call non-duality, for many years, and it's really it comes out of Buddhism. So I think
that's awesome. You know, that's awesome.
But I think the important principles are manifest in all religious and philosophical traditions. So these GAIN principles, for example, gratitude, acceptance, intention, non-judgment, are certainly not of my own device. They are at the core of Buddhism, of Christianity, of Judaism, of Islam, etc., you name it.
So, you know, first of all, I don't want to get too off the beaten track here, but I love Advaita, and I consider it to be the fundamental truth, the non-duality. Love it. And it's quantum physics, too, from a scientific perspective. There's the whole idea of unified field and all that. But I don't want to get too much off the beaten track, because I could talk about that for a long time. But what you said is really interesting, this idea that it's very similar to a lot of religious or philosophical notions about how to live a good life. But you're a doctor, and you've studied medicine. So talk to us a little bit about the neurology that's associated with gratitude. Why is it neurologically coherent? Why does it make sense from a physical, medical, scientific, if you will, Western scientific perspective? What's the logic to these things working from a scientific perspective, from your medical perspective?
Well, Ben, I think we have to first look at what is burnout and what are the effects of chronic stress. Chronic stress, as you know, has many adverse effects on our physiology. Our sleep is disrupted. When we're fatigued, we don't sleep as well. We tend to reach for unhealthy, sugary, and fatty so-called comfort food. So the pillars of our physical wellness, sleep, exercise, and nutrition, suffer. And stress increases our heart rate, our blood pressure, our blood sugar. It predisposes us to type 2 diabetes and a lot of other metabolic syndrome elements. So stress is really bad for us. And in order to cope with stress or become more personally resilient, as you know, the GAIN program is aimed at just that. It's aimed at being happier and less stressed, and that starts with gratitude. So I think that a gratitude practice actually decreases our stress and therefore all of those negative physiologic effects that stress has on all of us.
That's awesome. You said a gratitude practice. So it's actually like a practice to be grateful. You actually have to intentionally set aside time or spend time writing or concentrate or somehow focus on that. What are some good practices that allow you to leverage gratitude?
Well, I think you do have to have a practice for the same reasons that you have to have a practice to focus on good nutrition, et cetera. We all have a negativity bias. We tend to focus on the negative and forget the positive. Somebody wrote that 20% of our thoughts are positive and 80% are negative. I'm not sure where that science
it's a terrible ratio.
That comes from. But it resonates. I think it's true. And so our brains are wired this way to be sort of wary, suspicious, and rather negative. And so if we want to be positive and more present, which is, again, where happiness lives, we have to have a plan. So the plan starts with the G in GAIN, or gratitude. So what is a gratitude practice? Well, gratitude practice, as I teach it, is getting up in the morning, opening the blinds, doing our morning hygiene, then finding a comfortable place to sit, closing our eyes, beginning with focus on the breath, which we slow down, that activates our parasympathetic nervous system, and then we begin a contemplation of that for which we're grateful.
Hang on to that thought, Doc, because I want to continue with that. I also want to talk about acceptance, intention, and non-judgment, and how we can employ practices for the AIN of GAIN as well. We're talking to Dr. Greg Hammer's book, GAIN Without Pain, the Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals. More with Dr. Hammer on the Bright Side right after this.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Brightside, talking to Dr. Greg Hammer, professor at Stanford University School of Medicine, physician and best-selling author and mindfulness expert. His book, The Gain Without Pain, The Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals, The Importance of Gratitude for Your Health and Well-Being. So let's continue on with the gain. Actually, you know what, Dr. Hammer? You have a really cool equation. Can you? Let me just back up a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about your equation, suffering equals pain times resistance.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about gratitude. We all have much for which to be grateful. The next element in gain is the A for acceptance. And, yes, the formula that you mentioned, suffering equals pain times resistance. Acceptance is really all about acknowledging that life does not necessarily conform to our wants and needs, and we all have pain and discomfort. And if we want to really be happy, we need to have a practice on purpose, accepting that which we cannot change, which is uncomfortable or painful for us. So we're very used to trying to push things out of our mind if they're uncomfortable, or rationalizing them, depersonalizing it if it has to do with another person. There's lots of ways for us to resist that which, you know, makes us unhappy or uncomfortable. And so suffering equals pain times resistance. That equation acknowledges that pain is part of life as much as joy is part of life, and if we resist it, it increases our suffering. On the other hand, if we accept it, we learn how to bring this sensation into our heart and really nurture it and envelop it with our heart and sit with it, we can lower our resistance through acceptance, in other words, and therefore lower our suffering. The pain is still there, but our suffering is diminished.
So suffering's a function of resistance. Pain's always going to be there, but the suffering aspect is a function of how much you're resisting that pain. So that gets me to another question here. What's the difference between trying to make your circumstances better and resisting? It seems like that would be a very fine line.
Well, you know, as the Serenity Repair prayer would have it, Ben, we need to discern between what we can change and what we cannot change. So if it's something that we can change and we want to do that and make our life better, then we should go after it. You know, we have to have a conscious decision to do that, whether it's eating better and changing our health for the better. That is something we can do something about. So in that case, we can make our life better by addressing that which we can change. But there are things that we cannot change. And if we don't accept them, then we're going to suffer more. So I would say, you know, it may be a little bit apples and oranges, but making our lives better means changing those things that are in our power to change and discerning between those and things we cannot change and accepting the things that we can't change. So
knowing the difference.
Where, exactly. And resistance is something we're quite good at, and it will, in fact, increase the magnitude of our suffering. So we need to identify what we can't change and really actively learn to practice acceptance, just as we practice gratitude.
All right, so the third letter in your acronym is really interesting to me. People sometimes will say, what's the most important thing I could do for my health challenge, whatever that may be, cancer, psoriasis, heart disease, whatever. And I always tell them that you have to be willing. There has to be a willingness to heal. There has to be a willingness to recover. And you're saying intention, which I think it's the same thing. Talk to us a little bit about that. Do you think willingness is the same thing as intention? And talk to us a little bit about what you mean, how intention works in order to make you happy or help you get happy or help you be happy.
Sure. Well, you know, we can go back to Dr. Kabat-Zinn's definition of mindfulness, which I think can also be the definition of happiness. Mindfulness or happiness is awareness of the present moment, which is where happiness lives, on purpose, non-judgmentally. So there you have the I in game. The intention is the on purpose. And this is acknowledging, Ben, that our brains are wired through tens of thousands of years of evolution to have a negativity bias. We all have this. It's not our dirty little secret. We all are predisposed to having negative thoughts about the world and, unfortunately, ourselves. And the good news is that our brains have this wonderful quality called neuroplasticity. So if we have a plan, if we're purposeful, if we have intention, we can actually learn to let go of our negativity bias and redirect our thoughts to a more positive and present way of being. So that is the purposefulness or intention of import with regard to being mindful and happy.
Do you think people actually have an intention to not be happy on some level?
No, I think that it is our default mode of thinking. It is that our default mode is having a negativity bias and being overly fixated and obsessed with thoughts of the past and the future. And again, when you put those together, you get a lot of negative self-talk and depression when we overthink the past. And fear and anxiety is we catastrophize about the future with our negativity bias. So I think this is our default mode of thinking, largely. Obviously, it's variable from person to person, but I think we pretty much all are hardwired to think that way. And so if we don't have a plan to actually rewire our brains to change the way we think and experience, we're going to lapse into these old ways of the way our brains are naturally wired, and we're going to be rather negative, unhappy, and have a very difficult time experiencing the present moment, which is really where happiness resides.
So this negativity bias seems like it would lead it to the fourth acronym, the fourth letter of your acronym, which is non-judgment. So we're predisposed through this negativity bias that you talk about. We're predisposed to judging things in a negative way, correct?
Absolutely. No, we're very judgmental, and everybody knows this. We judge the world. Things are often deemed or almost always deemed as being good or bad or too much of this, not enough of that. And unfortunately, we are most harsh in judging ourselves. And so, you know, in our gain practice, we may, as we're breathing deeply and slowly and activating our parasympathetic nervous system, we've gone through gratitude, acceptance, intention, we get to non-judgment. One tool is actually to picture an image of the Earth, one of these beautiful NASA images. The Earth is apparently suspended in space. It's a beautiful planet, but it is intrinsically neither good nor bad. It just is the planet that it is, and therefore it's only logical for us to think of ourselves as just human beings. We are just the person that we are. We are neither good nor bad. And when we learn, when we practice this gain method, for example, we have a non-judgment practice, just as we have a gratitude practice. and we will learn, we will rewire our brains to learn to drop the judgments. And when we start to judge, a little light bulb goes off once we've been engaged in this practice, and it reminds us that we're judging, and we can actually have a little smile to ourselves and let the judgment go. And I think this is a really important practice. I think the gain elements are all very closely interwoven and interrelated, and yes, we need to be purposeful or intentional about all four of those elements.
What would you say to somebody who said to you, I mean, non-judgment, are you saying that, you know, murderers, bank robbers, rapists, whatever, they're not bad people? Is there no judgment there? They're good people? They're normal? They're people just like any other person kind of thing?
Well, you know, I actually do believe that, and I think if you're, you know, if you believe in Advaita and non-duality, then you really don't judge people. Nobody wants to be unhappy, I think. That's really the one thing that almost, I guess, now 8 billion of us want. We all want to be happy, and I think that applies to criminals and politicians. And
even politicians, yeah. Even, I love how you did criminals and politicians. That's good.
Well, you know, even... even
and lawyers. You might throw lawyers in there, too. What's that?
Even though politicians who are also criminals.
Some of those. There's some of those,
everybody,
too.
Everybody...
Yeah, we all want to be happy.
We all want to be happy.
Yeah, that's right.
When people treat others poorly, it doesn't contribute to their happiness. And it's just, I think it's a matter of the way they are programmed, whether it's nature, nurture, a combination of both. I think fundamentally when people are narcissistic or very egotistic, it's because they're insecure. And, you know, when people act in a way that harms others, it's really to their own detriment as well.
They're making a decision in the moment to be happy. It may be dysfunctional or maybe pathological or may, you know, be sociopathic or whatever, but in that moment they're making a decision to be happy, correct?
Well, I don't know if they're really considering it that way. Certainly that behavior doesn't really make anybody happy. I think, you know,
but they think it does on some level. On some level they must. We're out of time, Doc. That's a great conversation. I appreciate it. Do you mind hanging on the line? Just a moment.
Not at all, Ben.
Oh,
not
great.
At all.
Good to talk to you again, Dr. Hammer. The book Gain Without Pain, The Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals. And you don't have to be a healthcare professional to benefit from this book. It's a wonderful book. Gain Without Pain, The Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals. Website is Greg Hammer, GREGHAMMERMD.com. GregHammerMD.com. And that is all the time we have for this evening, friends. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back at you tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.